Hello, and welcome to 30 Going on 13. This is the podcast where myself, Olivia Collect, and my hilarious co-host, Maddie Foley, take a look back at all of the movies from our childhood that have shaped us into the sad, some might say misguided, just generally disappointed with how life has turned out adults that we are today. Each week, we will be bringing you all of the classics. You know them. You love them. We're talking She's All That, A Walk to Remember, Bring It On, Center Stage. Heck, we may throw in a pinch of Grease or a sprinkle of Camp Rock, and we will definitely be doing something from the Olsen canon. For each movie, we will dedicate two episodes, a pre-watch episode where we talk about our memories of the movie and where we were at in our little child lives at the time, as well as a post-watch episode where we watch the movie with our keen, critical, crow's-footed eyes and give you a full play-by-play, scholarly rundown of the film. 30 Going on 13 is a place for fellow millennial schlubs to come together and relive our childhoods because, frankly, I think we can all agree that is when we peaked. So toss on some Dave Matthews, grab yourself some Dunkaroos, and join us because if there is one thing that we do know, it's that misery loves company. Later. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 30 Going on 13, the cool new podcast starring me.
Starring?
Is this a movie?
Okay.
Hosted.
We are the leads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 30 Going on 13, the cool new podcast where me, Maddie Foley. No, God, this is so bad. Here's the thing.
You are Maddie Foley.
I am
Olivia Collect.
And we're doing a podcast, and it's called 30 Going on 13. We have not recorded in a few weeks because we finally released all of our episodes.
So of course, we immediately sit back, stopped working.
We are talking today about Freaky Friday. We watched it this week. We watched it. We took notes. We lived it. We loved it. And now we are gonna recap our thoughts from our adult perspective.
If you might recall, in our previewing episode, I was harshing on this movie pretty hardcore. Why did we pick this movie? I'm going to put this off till the absolute last minute, which I ended up doing. I did watch it at 6 a.m. this morning before work, had to pay for it. I rented it on YouTube.
Immediately sticking out to me, a 6 a.m. watch of
Never in history has it ever been viewed at that time of the day. Okay, rented off of YouTube. So it's not even like it's downloaded onto my computer forever. No. I have about 28 more hours with it. And
just right off the bat, like, that's making me feel sick. That's too...
Lots of crazy things at play happening here.
Far too much Jamie Lee before
noon. Is this person unhinged? Like,
you're on a list. Like, I don't know what list, but you are now on a list.
I gotta say, my tune has changed from the pre.
Okay, please.
Okay, my statement about this movie is I am shocked by how much I did not hate it.
Okay, I am floored. I'm flabbergasted. I'm flying around my room. I'm in a helicopter right now. I'm looking down on this situation because...
Have we body switched?
We Freaky Friday'd on our opinions of this film.
Okay, I'm already furious that you're saying you did not like it.
No stakes. Didn't care about anyone. Watching just like colors and shapes moving. Was I on drugs? No. Didn't. I just wasn't like connected. So.
Okay. I'm really surprised you specifically were not feeling a connection with this film because I actually did think of you at one point while watching. Well, thinking of you always. But specifically pertaining to like Lilo and her little rock band. I kind of was asking myself at one point, like, because I know you were a little rock gal yourself.
I was a Myrtle Beach rock girl. I was a punk rocker, skater boy, Myrtle Beach. When the instruments are being played, loved them. Rock me, sexy Jesus. I loved them so much. The songs that their little band wrote. Round and round, here we go again. love.
I don't want to grow up. I just want to get out.
Take me away.
Me away.
Like, I'm there for it. I'm at the concert. I'm doing the rock signal. Love it so much.
Okay, you're psycho because I fucking hated all those parts.
What did you love about it?
Okay, let's not go that far. I absolutely did not say I loved it.
Okay.
I just said I was shocked by how much I did not hate it. Even without clear memories, like, I really was just like, oh, this is going to be so bad. Do not care for Jamie Lee Curtis. Yikes, yikes, yikes. And they weren't that bad.
Okay. I need to know what's charming you.
Okay.
Honestly, oh my God, you have a list.
You know what this goes back to? I preferred this to Cinderella Story infinitely. I am a Lilo girl through and through, like Lindsay Lohan till I die. I think that's why.
For those listening, we did do another episode, a secret vaulted episode on a Cinderella Story. It was unfortunately lost in a tragic accident, of which I did not set the correct settings on my microphone. Hopefully we'll be able to recover that from the vault, but that is whenever we do refer to a Cinderella Story, that is what we were referring to. I just wanted to make that amendment. Please continue. So you're a Lilo girl through and through.
Yeah, so I think that's maybe playing a part.
I definitely watched this movie more as a kid than I thought I had, because the second that final song came on, I know every lyric. I could record it in studio right now if you threw me in. If you gave me that first line, I would be able to go. Chad Michael Murray in this film, a horror show, a true like Insidious,
completely agree.
Amityville Horror. The escalation of him from being this kind of losery creep to a full-on boogeyman. Boogeyman yeah. character where he's showing up, it's jarring, it's jump scares.
Totally. We're on the same page.
The Jake and Jamie Lee Curtis storyline. Oh my God. I hated those things.
Almost warrants a full episode of its own. Like,
it warrants an FBI investigation. It warrants unsolved mysteries. Oh, so this is what's happening. I think we're meeting in the middle. I think
that totally. Is what it is. So it just like recalibrated things for me. I just have like a simmering distaste for it.
Okay, love it. So we're both still at zero, but the journeys we took to get there is like
definitely sucks.
You came from a negative five up to a zero. So you're like, it's 7:45 a.m. and like I'm not in a foul mood. Whereas I came from probably a two or a three. I slid down the pole back down to a zero. So with all of those things in mind, with that being said, let's dive right in to our chronological rundown of Freaky Friday. Here we go.
Were you about to talk about the credits with the
opening
photos?
Credits with the Renaissance photos?
I think
okay. Could not be a more mismatched set of visuals to audio in any sort of presentation. We're hearing Happy Together with a PowerPoint of hoof. We've got some Renaissance pictures in there. We've got some pictures of mother and daughter from the Bible. And then we finish off with a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis. This is a PowerPoint presentation as our opening credits. Like, not, I'm not even saying it's a slideshow. I'm saying this was made on the app PowerPoint, Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yeah, I hate it. Didn't care for that.
Very weird intro, very weird vibes. Then we jump into like getting to know everyone.
Yeah, well, like getting to know the stereotypes that we're about to experience.
Both of these performances are
over the top.
Almost unwatchable.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a... Okay, you know the shelf from Scrabble that you keep your little pieces on? It's like an enlarged version of that, but just for cell phones. And she has like 10 cell phones approximately.
We're into like drug dealer territory. Now we're into like secret life. Like, does she have another family? Like secret families. Yeah. Like, she does not need a Scrabble holder of 10 cell phones that are all ringing at the same time constantly. She's like on top of it, but she's like definitely overworked. And then we see Lilo. Oh, she can't even get out of bed.
Oh my gosh, she's sleeping. Oh my god, classic teenager. They can't get out of bed.
They're so tired.
Preliminary thoughts about our introduction to the characters. Honestly, as much as I hate JLC, I'm on mom's side. Like, I this am 100. Daughter, this daughter is a nightmare.
The way she talks, the things she says, the things she does, the way she dresses. Mom, you're ruining my life. I thought she was always in the wrong.
And I don't know, like, is this the time to address the elephant in the room? Her highlights.
Okay, that was... the look. 2003 was all about streaks.
The more obvious, the better.
You better chunk them, bitch. You better chunk, bitch.
Is that a
that's a you better work song? Bitch. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, about chunking.
You better chunk it.
You better chunk it.
I almost couldn't even look at
the
her.
Legality of wearing your hair like that. Like, let's discuss that. Who's on set? Who's advocating for her at this age?
It almost makes the choker with the guitar pick tolerable.
When I was younger, I thought the choker with the guitar pick was so cool. I did not love her shirt that had just sort of loose strings hanging off of it.
It's inside out because...
sickening.
One of her fellow classmates has the same shirt. So her solution is, I will turn it inside out.
Who is sewing a shirt and leaving 6-inch long strings? You gotta trim those off. Okay, speaking of shirts, this now leads us into our introduction of Jake, aka CMM, aka Chad Michael Murray, the love interest of the film, who is wearing a Von Dutch shirt in this first scene.
Okay. I did not pick up
Dutch,
on that.
Von Dutch. Do you remember the Von Dutch trucker hat? Mrs. Kutcher.
Okay. Is the sky blue? Do I breathe? God. Yes, yes, yes.
I believe I said in the pre, I didn't know if he had facial hair. The first time we see him, I go, oh, he doesn't have any facial hair.
Then as we get closer.
It is a LOL just kidding full on soul patch. It is a full
Oh fuck, soul that is patch. What it's called. Okay, I wrote goatee, but that's
full on 100% soul patch.
Oh.
A blonde soul patch.
The version of CMM in this movie is
oh my gosh,
the most repulsive.
This dimension of CMM, like this parallel dimension where CMM has a brown muddy Von Dutch shirt over a white long sleeve t-shirt, a long greasy
same highlights as Lilo, they go the same stylist,
same highlights as Lilo, and a soul patch that he like rubs during the film. This is okay. And also just the character of Jake in this film, this is nightmare CMM, the spooktacular Halloween version of CMM as Jake. Ugh, I tasted blood when I saw him, like just totally. So scared. We do get another close-up on the 7 phones
where it's just like, okay, so yeah, the phone, so all the phones are ringing off the hook. She's taking a lot of calls, a lot of them are about wedding planning.
Yes.
And I'm finding myself stressed. I feel anxious because, okay, she's in the grocery store. She's taking a lot of calls about like wedding related, like, I don't want a leprechaun ice sculpture. I'm not even Irish. Oh, caterers. Okay. Sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. She states
that her honeymoon is next week. And you're going to tell me this bee is just booking caterers and the honeymoon's next week?
Oh, like, and the wedding is in 2 days. You're picking salmon? Like, this should have been done months ago.
I can forgive and suspend my disbelief about the fortune cookie,
about the body
swap.
Yeah,
but I'm not buying that you're getting a caterer the day before your wedding. I think we go back to the school.
Yes.
After that, one of the most cringy, and that's saying a lot with this movie, scenes happens here. I call it the guitar pick meet cute.
Oh, this is something I would have done to like show off that I play guitar.
Okay, that actually tracks so much. This whole thing. So unlike you, I don't think Lilo actually devised a plan to have it fling out of her bag. I do think
you mean not everyone calculates every single move they make to sort of shape how the world views them and how everyone sees them. That's so weird.
It seemed to be authentic that it fell out of her bag, in swoops, friggin' stringy-haired bozo.
Okay.
And, okay, but first we just see the boot.
Oh, I do remember this.
The boot with the wide leg pant that I don't even think the pant is a jean. It's some sort
of... Is the pant a green khaki?
Yeah, it's some sort of khaki, wide leg khaki pant over a boot. We close in on that and then crouches down CMM to pick up the guitar pick. Where he's like, is this yours?
If the horror element, if we're going to scale it throughout a review, the first time you see him, it's at a zero. Like, he's not pleasant to look at, but whatever. This little meat, we're scaling up to a one, because the way he's looking at her in this scene, babe, I'm going to kill you. Like, it's very, like, you're my new prey.
Character is confused. And I only say this because they're so intent on keeping people in such little
boxes.
Perfect stereotyped
yes.
boxes. Him, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, stay in one lane.
Are you a skateboarder? Are you a rocker? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a stoner? Are you...
There keeps being references to him being older, but then they keep being, like, in the same classes.
And I think they only do that to be like, wink, wink, it's okay that Jamie Lee made out with him.
Oh, really?
Kept like laying that like groundwork of like, see, he's older. Like, wink, he's 18. Wink, legal. So wink, don't get grossed out.
I just kept being like, oh, what the hell? Like, did this guy get held back a few times? Like, that actually would seem in line with whatever this character is.
Hate that meet cute. Hate the guitar pick. But... would have done it 100%. Almost mad that I never thought of it in high school. We get to the home of, okay, Anna and JLC.
Just say JLC.
The family.
Yeah.
This place is a fucking zoo. And we've got stepdad asking for things. We've got like senile grandfather like forgetting things, yelling,
oh
like
my
screaming.
God.
We've got three little boys running around. Him and his friends, what the hell are they doing there? I don't know, but they're causing trouble. They're running, they're screaming, they're asking for things. The brother.
Girls rocking out.
Girls rocking out in the garage.
It's like Jamie Lee Curtis, pull a Gone Girl, start a new life, get out of there. What the hell is going on with her relationship with this man? He doesn't appear to live in the home. He doesn't stay over, but they're getting married.
No idea.
Like, did that stand out to you? Like, he doesn't sleep over. He shows up in the morning.
The weirdest scheduling. So he gives them all rides to work, drops them off, eats dinner, and then leaves?
Yes.
Okay, that's really uncomfy, actually, for everyone. Everything's so quick here. Like, boom, boom, boom. We have, like, a quick, like, talk about the wedding. Quick suicide joke just tossed in there, 2003.
Right.
Quick door removal because Lilo was bad, which is like,
why is this girl on display now?
She can grab her bedpost at any time now and mom can watch. Like, that's all okay. I'm saying. That's all I'm seeing.
I'm going to say something that might be quite controversial. I anticipate that it probably will be. Honestly, the little brother was a comedic ray of light.
Okay.
Can you, it's palatable to you? Like,
I actually just lost vision. I'm trying to parse.
Okay, you're going to tell me when this little boy is playing drumsticks on her guitar, that's not friggin' hilarious?
No. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this little boy exists in the Jekyll and Hyde universe where on the Jekyll side, he's playing like these funny moments. And you know what? I don't know who Jekyll or who Hyde is. I forget.
Me neither.
But if, yes, when he's doing his comedy, I got some laughs for sure. But when this little boy is instructed to act annoying, and so like it is the worst visually, sonically, like I can't, like when he's running, when he's running around with his little friends and they're screaming, the volume, I think for me, like I sound like an old witch, but like when children are loud and make sound, it makes me my brain shrivel.
I've been quoted as saying I hate the sound of children's merriment.
So that's where I stand on him. He's a Jekyll and a Hyde character for me. He exists in both two realities at the same time.
So this is the first time we see the little crew performing in the garage. I really couldn't stomach the rocking out from this group.
I loved the rocking
out. Oh my God.
This group called Pink Slip.
Oh, Pink Slip. Like, I'm going to detention.
You got a pink slip, miss, because you didn't take a hall pass to go to the bathroom. The two males in this band, whatever. I think the two chicks that aren't Lilo are so cool. They do have, like, band pictures as if Pink Slip is a real band on Google. So if anyone wants to check that out, I think that the song Round and Round Here We Go Again, I think that that is actually a good song. I think that I kind of like that song.
Okay, my feelings about their music, and the only song I really remember that I feel like played a lot was the Don't Wanna Grow Up.
That's the same song. They only have one song. Yeah, they only have one song.
Okay, great. To me, that just sounded like a song. To me, is so just like every preteen wrote that song. I wrote that song once upon a time. Like, we've all written that song.
I wrote it at a sleepover, and then I wrote, like, it again. The tune, at camp.
Yes. Even the tune, yeah, is like.
And the lyrics are probably the same. Round and round, if it goes again.
Just like a bunch of nonsense things.
Yes, it's nonsensical. It's not very good. Musically, it's quite simple and bad. But do I love it? Oh, hell yeah. If revenge plots are my ultimate goal, a close number two is rocking the sickest, freaking coolest, sick as hell, fly down and dirty guitar solo in a song ever. And especially when the song is like kind of boring and then you just go like, like that. That was my dream. As I thought one day that I would get this opportunity that Lilo / JLC get in this movie, because it's my favorite part of the whole movie. I hate everything else.
I've never in my entire life had any yearning to play.
Stop it.
Listen. Stop to it. Hear. Stop it. The guitar ever. Like, that doesn't stir my loins. Not for me. Don't care.
At 28 years old, you catch me in a daydream, I'm thinking about, I've got a guitar in my hand, I've got long, long, long blonde hair, maybe it's a wig, maybe I'm playing on stage, maybe it's a small stage, I don't know, maybe it's a huge stage. I'm jumping off of the amps. I'm rocking a solo. I'm doing a cover of like Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. This is my cover that I'm like, everyone's like, wants an encore. I'm rocking so hard. Everyone that has ever been mean to me is in the audience because I gave them all free tickets to come see my show. And now I'm getting a revenge plot and a guitar.
Okay. I'm really feeling that for you.
obviously, revenge plot, also my number one. Yes. That's my end all be all. Live to spite. Satisfying. Yeah. Oh, yes. My number two would not be this. It would be a Mandy Moore style in that musical, that solo.
Okay, like a slow, like, I've got a gown on.
My voice is stunning. Yes. Everyone's in awe, jaws on the floor. Like, my voice is impeccable.
And you're kind of playing it off like, oh, am I an angel? I didn't even notice that. That's so weird. Here's the crucial part. Is everyone you hate there? Of course, yeah. Actually, they're the only ones there. They're filling up a stadium.
Like, my friends, my family, people I love,
they're outside. Like, they're going to get the recording.
Be there, be there. It doesn't matter. This isn't about you or for you.
That I'm jealous of on Instagram for sort of the smallest victories. They're all there, and I'm showing them how well I'm doing.
Sure, you have a house, you have a family, you have children, you have a professional career, but I am singing in a community play and my voice is amazing.
Okay, I love that. And for me, I'm doing an Elton John cover. I'm jumping off an amp, so I do have choreography.
I love that imagery.
So all this is building up to the Chinese restaurant scene where the body switching happens. They're given fortune cookies. They read them at the same time. Like, I kind of hated the way this was shot, but the studio, like, she's on one side of the door, she's on the other. My first thing about this scene is, did you find, okay, and maybe this is revealing about my life, did you find their relationship that bad? Like, I can count on two of my hands, so 10 fingers, so about 10 friends that had that had these relationships with their mom, and nobody body switched to them. They just left them alone. Like, for mama to have been helpful and give these fortune cookies, I would have thought I would have had to get, like, into, like, very nasty territory. Fighting in a Chinese restaurant? Are you kidding? I did that with my mom every other weekend, basically.
I mean, compared to my sort of situation with my mom, where it's very, like,
you guys are best friends.
Lorelai, Rory, Gilmore Girls. Yes. I'm a straight A student. I don't need to be told to do my homework. I do things on my own. I stay up all night doing my work. She tells me not to go to the Peanut Plaza with my friends at lunch. I don't go. Like, really relate. Like,
I was a terror. This poor woman. I do not know how she put up with me. So I'm looking at this going, big friggin' deal. This is a total, what the hell? Nobody body switched me and my mom. And we're just fine. Love you, Mom.
I mean, I'm over here being like, yeah, this warrants.
Okay.
This warrants a cookie swap.
This is so interesting to watch with a Gilmore Girl. My mom would say, you're not going in the mall. Guess where I was 10 minutes later? In the car on the way to mall, because the mall was about 20 minutes away.
Okay, but that's because you were a Danny Zuko. Austin Powers. You were Danny Powers, so...
As soon as the eyeliner went under the eye, it was game over for my family for the next 5 years. Like, they were terrorized by me. So I'm seeing this Chinese restaurant scene. I'm going, I don't, fortune cookie? I don't know. But anyways, it happens.
It happens.
Guess what? It happens.
We all been there.
Okay, then we see a quick body switching scene in bed where they switch positions. There is something so spooky about this scene.
Okay, like, the way Lindsay Lohan settles into,
like, a prayer, like a corpse.
Like a corpse.
Like an open casket.
Prayer.
It's so spooky. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, the music's very scary. And the way that Jamie Lee flops into this, like, fish.
Okay. I was seeing it as you're saying it.
I went, like, I was dun, 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 like, scared.
I do agree that the type of movement they were doing there was unnerving.
I don't know if they like filmed it backwards or something, but there's something like
Jamie Lee Curtis flopping onto her stomach.
Jamie Lee Curtis going from open casket prayer to like flopping with like one arm up and a leg out. I was like, ugh, watching it. Okay, so now we're at the body switch. So they've switched bodies in the night. They wake up. This whole scene of them, like, figuring out who they are, what's happened. Like, it's everything you want it to be and more.
Okay, well, we talked about, because they do that the moment in the trailer.
Oh, my God.
That.
That's definitely not mine. Okay. I don't know why I did it slow-mo.
It was so titillating to see it actually in the film. I look like a crypt keeper. That is Jamie Lee Curtis's acting in a nutshell.
Okay, yes. That line accurately depicts, like, the energy levels, the facial expressions, like, everything that she's going to bring to the table is all in that crypt keeper line.
What I found most troubling about this scene is how freaking quickly
they accept,
yes,
what's happened.
JLC within okay, see, this is where it gets hard. The way that Lilo, aka the soul of JLC,
yeah, JLC soul,
now this is where we're getting into murky territory with explaining who each person is. So JLC, within the physical form of Lilo, accepts what is happening so readily, quickly. So quick.
Almost makes you wonder if this has happened before.
She gets so just on board, like, this is where we're at. Brain was able to put together what's happening.
That all happens within the span of like 3.5 minutes. They like wake up, switched bodies, figure it out, trace it back to the restaurant. We're off to the races.
I mean, you said it earlier, the pacing of this whole thing is frantic. The moment JLC's soul is in Lilo, she looks 5 million times better. She's glowing. Her hair actually looks nice. I love the look of her mom's soul in her body. It's, she wears it so well.
A, like, mother's soul does wonders for your skin and hair.
Yes.
That's the old wives' tale that you hear always growing up.
Drink water, go to bed early, and have your mom's soul go
and absorb your mother's soul. This is the first time we have a pedo mom where the stepdad calls JLC's body darling, and it's Lilo's soul. Chills. Not his fault, honestly, but sick. And then we get pedo mom number two, where the stepdad again, like, thrusts himself on her, which I'm like, even if that wasn't a child's soul in an adult's body, get the message, dude. Get the hell off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are talking the makeover scene where JLC, with the Lilo soul inside, gets a makeover, quote unquote, unlike any other makeover, in the sense that it's not really a backwards or forwards makeover. It is a lateral move. It falls flat for me, Olivia, is what I would
big
say
time.
And we've got this exciting music playing, we've got this cheeky montage of the Lilo soul inside of a JLC body. Ooh, she's taking a credit card. Ooh, she's going out,
cha-ching cha-ching, credit card,
ear piercing, yes please, one for me. It's montage, 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 and then we get a semi slow-mo reveal. And let's start top to bottom with this. Starting at the top, the hair. So she goes from, I think, like, one of the worst bobs I've ever seen in history. What's standing out most is it's very mushroomed around the edges. It is fungal in origin. Like, the way that the bottom hoists the top up, to me, that is a choice being made.
Okay, it is of a fungal nature.
Practically Fern Gully. And then we... So that's where she starts out. Drab fungal. And then we do make a lateral movement to... Olivia, what would you describe this? Pixie?
Yeah, it's pixie.
Okay, and did you notice it's got the blonde streaks, a.k.a. Lilo... in this movie.
Oh, Lilo. The Lilo spirit is shining through.
If the stepdad couldn't tell from the general mannerisms, these streaks should have been the telltale about why he shouldn't be kissing his wife right now. Because there's a child in that body.
As I look at the hairstyles, they are very different. But for some reason, may as well be the exact same thing to me. Now, the glasses are bigger than my memory.
my memory had shrunk these glasses as well.
Honey, I shrunk the glasses.
Honey, my memory did it again. They're gas station sunglasses. You're going on a road
perfectly
trip.
Perfectly rectangular.
You grab them when you forgot your real ones at home because they're $4 at the gas station.
And you need
station.
Them for the drive. You need you them to protect yourself from the glare. Also, okay, the ear piercing. It's like, who cares
who
about a
gives
pierced
a
ear?
Shit about a pierced
at
ear.
All. Like, give her an eyebrow ring or a nose ring, and now you're stepping things up.
I thought that ear piercing when I was younger was so scandalous. A cartilage piercing, I can't enter a church. Like, I'm so scandalous. I'm so badass. I'm so rocker chick. Nowadays, if you're not piercing through my cheeks and like sewing my butt together with different piercings going down each cheek,
I've never heard of that, but yeah,
it's called a corset.
Okay, you have a sick mind.
Now I'm like, maybe I'll just go in the bathroom and stick a safety pin in my ear for fun. Like, it's nothing.
For the sake of the movie, the fun, the exaggeration.
Go big.
Put a friggin' ring on her nose or something, you know?
It's all wrong. Everything about this is wrong.
Top to bottom, it's just all wrong. We've lost the element of the Lilo soul as being the one shopping. That is Jamie Lee Curtis on a spicy weekend having a midlife crisis, like being like, I need to spruce things up.
I'm not going to Susie Shear as a teenage brain with my grown-up body. I'm going to Hot Topic. I'm going to H&M.
Honestly, I'm going to West 49.
I'm going to Blue Notes. I'm going to
yes. Get a Nirvana t-shirt. Like,
it's just a disaster.
Just really, it's upsetting. Love the little bro. I think he shines in this movie. Lilo spirit within the physical form of JLC goes to parent-teacher meeting, is very like rock and roll about it. Like, yeah, what up? I'm here. Sits in a desk, legs.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm picturing like legs spread, like slumped back, like give it to me. I'm out of here.
Okay, so again, like we it does appear that we're over sexualizing something that's like sort of not supposed to be sexualized, but I do.
No,
yes.
I meant it more as like I'm a schlubby teen. Just slunken in. So anyway, it brings us to the teacher telling her that little mischievous, taunting little bro has written a beautiful tribute to his big sis. I love that moment.
Dude, all I ever wanted from my little bro and little sis was this. For me to secretly find like a full essay written about me. A chapter of a book dedicated to me. I never got it, but I did get a gua sha from my sister for my birthday this year. So, I mean.
Okay, so my next note is about something that I found to be a fascinating event in this movie. So the soon-to-be stepdad is back and loves his wife and has done something very special for her, which is to take her. I think she's led into the building, like hands over the eyes. Hey, I've surprised you with a television appearance.
I've surprised you with work that you have to do now.
Call me old-fashioned. This is not conventional.
I've surprised you with an extremely stressful situation that you now have to deal with.
You've had no preparation for.
This talk show is like,
it's the social on steroids.
She's incoherent. She's rambling. At one point, she's screaming at the top of her lungs, when a hot guy asks you out, don't you want to get excited? Like, it's what JLC does in this talk show is deranged.
offensive.
It is offensive. It's, do you remember when Tom Cruise got up on the chair?
How could I forget?
It is that level. I think she does get up on the chair at one point.
I do too. We're not even getting to the culmination of this appearance, which is the audience is so overcome with fandom. It culminates in her crown surfing.
Okay. From a logistic standpoint, how did she get up?
Was she hoisted? She, unlike at a concert where you jump are above off. The audience, so it makes sense that they are below you. You are already lower than they are because they are on a raised upwards trajectory.
Bleachers. How are they crowd surfing?
How were you hoisted?
Again.
How did you get hoisted up?
Okay, let's even dive further into this. It's midday. It's a talk show audience. We're not seeing, the strength of...
Headbangers.
Yeah, headbangers, the strength of a drunk audience altogether. We're seeing midday arts and crafts ladies, people in retirement, like... There is no way that this wretched crowd could have hoisted JLC up.
And that is the prelude to the next scene, which I actually think takes the cake as my number one most is a sickness inducing fall off my chair
illness.
Haunting, chilling, kept up at night, having nightmares. I'm getting worked up just thinking about it.
I don't even know what angle to approach it from
because there's so many problems at hand.
So we're talking about the coffee Jake scene. JLC walks into the coffee shop. It is a Lilo soul inside of a JLC body. What happens is they get to chatting. He's like already smitten by her, which like
that in and of itself. Okay, let's start with that angle.
Okay. Yeah, because why does he like her so much?
Okay, I wrote, huh? CMM in love with JLC? This makes no sense! Okay. Exclamation.
What has he seen?
Is this based off of virtually nothing?
The problem is he hasn't even seen enough of Lilo's soul inside of a JLC
for any of this to come to fruition.
He saw her on a small TV going, yeah, if you like a hot guy. And then he saw her for 2 seconds, like talking about a band. And that's it.
Them together is so shudder inducing.
Shutter Island. It's Leo DiCaprio. We're on Shutter Island
this
now.
This is Babadook. Them singing.
Okay.
Back in the day when The Exorcist first came out, and audiences, they used to have ambulances on hand because audiences became physically ill in the theater from what they saw.
People were puking and they had to like give a warning before the movie because
like that is what's happening here.
It's a much older woman with a child. And they're clear.
A baby boy.
And they're clearly. With a soul patch. They're clearly making eyes at each other. It's clearly sexual. It's oversexed, frankly. And not one goddamn patron in this whole bar has anything to say about it.
No one steps in. No one intercepts. No one calls the police to report an abduction.
This is what's wrong with society today. All of those sick freak patrons, degenerate
enablers. Her portrayal of Lilo is not convincing.
Not even to close. Get on board, no.
To get me no. on board with this situation. This is where now the movie, if it wasn't already a horror,
it becomes a horror.
Now you're like, oh my god, what happened to this guy to make him the way he is today?
It's a demon. Like it's.
I'm like supernatural. Lilo, run! This guy is unhinged. He's falling in love with, to his knowledge, your mother. This is so wrong.
The first thing that, like, my pelvic floor drops when she's like, I'm getting married tomorrow. The heartbreak. Single white female. Like, it's like we go into evil. I'm going to kill everyone in your life but me territory so quickly.
This man is unstable. It's one thing to have a crush on your friend's mom. It's another thing to be trying to, like, is he not almost even trying to convince her to not go ahead with the wedding?
It's sickening. And then, which segues into the next part, which for me is him singing outside of her window.
Okay. I'm sorry. I must have blocked this out.
Oh.
Or maybe, okay, either my brain is trying to protect me from something, or I may have actually just gone to the washroom, but I do not remember.
Listen, it sounds more like the first, because what I'm about to describe to you will shock you. First you'll be scared, then you'll be shocked. Things are like really revving up. It's like a bad time for everyone. They're trying to get their bodies back, yada yada yada. Things are like really quick pace, and of course, out of nowhere, CMM comes and serenades the JLC Anna household. He badly sings Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh.
Screaming it. And whether, again, this was Tip's hat, an actor's choice, or whether this was Chad Michaelmurray's legitimate abilities, he cannot sing to save his life. He is screaming. Like, he appears absolutely wasted, as if, and he drove there. So I'm going, okay, he's unhinged. He's completely unhinged. This is like horror moment number four. He is drunk, driven to these poor people's home, and is now serenading the mother with Hit Me Baby One More Time, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Are both the souls present?
Both souls present, yes. So, mama soul inside of Lilo goes, I'm gonna take care of this, and she side tackles him.
Okay, I'm frightened by how much you're describing something to me that I've never once seen in my life. Okay.
Again, the brain is a wonderful, magical thing. It's powerful. It really can. CMM still refuses to leave, wistfully looking as JLC body with Anna soul gets into the car and goes to the reception. I'm seeing House of Blues now at this wedding reception. My memory is being in Myrtle Beach, getting chicken fingers, and then going to see a road comedian instead of a rock show. I'm sitting in that lovely moment of remembering a fun vacay with my family, when who comes out creeping behind the bar? Jake the Predator, CMM, has entered the wedding reception. You thought we were safe. He is back.
Classic jump scare.
Do you remember when Insidious came out and everyone was like, whoa, these jump scares? It was like that moment for me.
It is the Annabelle doll when you throw it out and you come home and it's sitting on your bed.
The second biggest jump scare in this movie. So now Jake is at this wedding reception. Everything else is poisoned. Like, I'm feeling sick. I'm waiting for him to come out. Now we're at the show. Now we're at House of Blues again. I can taste the chicken Wango fingers. Tango, we're at Wango Tango. I can taste the ranch dipping sauce. We're at H of B, baby. Oh, God, these rockers are cool as hell. Oh, God, big, muscly rockers with leather jackets on, cool, sexy chicks with bikes and mascara. They play their song. For everyone who hasn't seen it, it's a Lilo body with a JLC soul trying to play the guitar.
Just if you're still, just if you're kind of still confused.
So she's playing the guitar, but before she gets on stage, Lilo soul JLC body shows up and goes, you got this, you got this, you got this.
Which already it's like,
she doesn't.
The hell would she think she got this?
Lindsay walks out, deer in headlights. It's very awkward. She does like fake guitar playing. It's bad. JLC body goes, I I'm going to play the solo. If I love a revenge plot, then to the 99th degree, I love a rock and roll save the day solo. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Did you not feel the electricity in the air?
I cannot say that I did.
Out of nowhere, JLC body just shreds the guitar, saves the day, plays the sickest, coolest solo. Pink Slip is rocking out of the Wango Tango. I'm loving it. I'm riding these waves. I'm like, and out of nowhere, the dark cloud of my sky, CMM, aka Jake, appears. On the stage again. It's a Gothica walk by. He's okay. In the far corner.
Sorry, can I stop you for a second? Like, make me a doctor's appointment. Something is wrong. I don't remember.
Okay, you know what? Actually, this one, blink and you'll miss it, and that's what adds to the horror element.
So like, we just get a shot,
Olivia. Like, we get it is. It is spooktacular. Happy Halloween. We get a shot of the band tearing their stuff down. Everyone's talking like, you did a great job, blah, 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 blah. We see CMM, aka Jake, in the corner follow them out because Lindsay and the mom leave. Lindsay and the mom exit frame. You see Jake, you know, it follows walking behind. And he doesn't say anything and no one addresses him. It is pure horror.
Score this movie with a different soundtrack and maybe change the color scheme and we've got horror hit on our hands.
The freakiest thing about this Friday is Chad Michael Murray's performance in this movie. We're nearing the end. They switch bodies back and finally we come to the end song, which I am both proud and ashamed to admit.
You downloaded.
I knew every single word. I could. Oh. I was studio ready. I could record it right now.
Just in case we still weren't sure if things were back to normal, Lilo tosses out the rock on sign. And then we know she's back. She's back in her bod.
We just had the freakiest Friday. But now we're having a normal Saturday.
A Regsy Saturday.
If there's anything that I would have wanted from this film more, is I would have wanted a closing scene of Chad Michael Murray, like, slyly looking at the camera.
We see a close-up on his eyes, and it's kind of like a Goosebumps, where it's like the eyes are green or something.
Yeah, with like that. Yeah, I want. So let's do our ratings and let's get the hell out of Dodge. Nostalgia factor. How much did this movie remind you of being a kid?
I gotta say almost zero.
Okay, I love that. Almost zero.
Well, you know what? That's unfair. It took me back to like some old outfits. Even in spite of this appalling movie, I'm still a Lilo girl at heart. I'll give it a 4.
Love that. I think for me, because I'm remembering my sister with her homemade charcuterie board sitting in the dark alone, right. I'm remembering Von Dutch. I'm remembering...
I don't know why children charcuterie is so funny to me.
Because it's, you know, it's cheddar, blocks of cheddar. Like, it's not, we're not doing brie, we're not doing like.
Which was just those rounds of meat that you would get in those Lunchables.
Yeah, we just bought a bunch of Lunchables and sort of redecorated.
Took them out of the plastic. Took them out of the plastic and plopped them. Plop them onto a cutting board
with some like pieces of white bread cut into triangles
and some Smucker's jam
and just a pack of Gushers on the side.
Some McDonald's honey.
Okay, next up is the entertainment factor. How entertained were you at 6:45 in the morning watching this?
I'll give it a 5. Flat out boring.
No, it's just hard to form an opinion on.
It's just so hateable.
I would say I would give this like a 4. And would you recommend this rewatch to anyone? Any friend or foe?
I gotta say, even a foe, I am sparing you
from watching this film.
Absolutely not, unless you're out of your goddamn mind. And you know, actually, if you're a horror fan, I do recommend you to watch this. Okay, so that's it for Freaky Friday. Thank God. Let's put this bad boy to sleep. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Please follow us on Instagram.
Please follow us. I'm talking to myself on Twitter right now.
We don't know how to use social media. Help us, please. Toss us a single bone.
I've literally had 2 tweets now that we're not even getting one. I'm having to call my mother up and getting her to like it.
I've never had Snapchat. I've never been on TikTok. Take pity on me. Help me with social media.
Guys, again, and I don't want to take away from what Olivia just said, but please, the Twitter page is my responsibility and it is just failing like you wouldn't believe.
Otherwise, we're feeling good. We're feeling pumped. This is such a fun endeavor.
Yeah, this is really fun.
And we're having a GD blast about it.
Thank you for listening. We love you guys so much. Happy Tuesday. And Olivia, sign off. I love your sign offs.
Oh my God. But I love yours more.
Okay.
Oh my God. Why don't you whip up a child style charcuterie?
Get the Lunchables. Whip up a child style charcuterie.
Get
your board.
Get your laptop out. LimeWire a movie. LimeWire grease onto your laptop.
Oh, yes.
Put it on your chest. Get in your bed.
I did not have sexual relations.
Yes. And watch that movie and have it buffer all the way through.
Go grease lightning and get your charcuterie boards for next week, because we'll see you there at Thunder Road. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, that's psychotic.